Monday, February 3rd, post Super Bowl Sunday, where we are hard at work. We know you are too, because we know that you don't need to take the Monday off following the Super Bowl. Despite millions of Americans who apparently do, you will be at your post today. WSW.com is up and running, by the way. Want to check out what we do on air through the online services at WSW.com. Scroll down the homepage, find the morning team box, and click on the specific date for what we have for today, including last hour. We have a podcast segment of what we were talking about when it came to Super Bowl LIV. It was broadcast on 790 News Radio WSGW. We hope you enjoyed that, not just the game itself, but all the pre- and post-game activities, including that pregame that started at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But for all the things that had to be hyped up about the Super Bowl, you understand that early start. And your morning team continuing to gloat this morning for the fact that we all predicted the Kansas City Chiefs would win and how close we came. The final score was 31-20. Pat had 31-27 Kansas City. Dave had 33-24. I had 35-20. So we were all right there in the ballpark. Some of the other stories, of course, coming out besides the game, commercials, halftime show, national anthem, and all the such you're hearing, perhaps. And because he's the president, he's getting the attention for this, but he's not the only one that's made the mistake. And in fact, the Chiefs aren't the only professional team to get the mistake made, that the Chiefs actually are from Missouri and not Kansas City, as apparently President Trump first tweeted out yesterday, congratulating the state of Kansas. Yeah. Which was fixed. He's not the only one. A lot of people. I remember just a couple of years ago, I remember when the Kansas City Royals won the world championship, and a lot of people were, oh, man, yeah, the state of Kansas, just more than wheat and, you know, stuff. No, it's they're in Missouri as well. So it's just one of those sports teams, oops, that's done and has to be corrected. But when you're the president and you do that, obviously you get a lot of the attention. Let's see. Oh, story. One of the stories, this is fun. I don't know if you heard this, about one of the Kansas City players, Rashad Fenton, cornerback, who, when he was in high school, he used to walk the four blocks from his house to work the concession stand at the very stadium where the game was played yesterday. Yep, he said, I used to pour drinks and served food for the fans watching the games, never dreaming that I'd be returning to the stadium one day to play for a Super Bowl champion.
Oh, okay.
He's a 22-year-old rookie. And making the story even better than that, he says his mother still lives in that same house. Oh. And she walked to the game Sunday to watch her son play and win the Super Bowl championship. And he says he can only imagine what the walk home was like for her.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
I know it's only four blocks. You're a Super Bowl champion. Get her a cab.
They're able to do that.
Uber, Lyft, yeah, something.
Must
come on.
A little skip in her step, though, on the way home.
You can afford it now? What a story that is. Can you imagine that? That was a high school kid serving drinks, and then the next time you appear in the stadium, you're a Super Bowl champion. That's a fun story.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fun story. We haven't covered betting. I haven't heard what went on with the...
those prop bets. Yeah. I know one of the questions was... what color Gatorade will the game-winning coach get doused with? And I think I said in the podcast I did with James, I said, I think I picked orange.
I think orange is the standard color.
And that was, well, he said red. Wouldn't that make sense if it's the Chiefs?
For the Chiefs, yeah.
Yeah. But it was orange.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I got that one.
That's good. No, orange. Okay. So that was one of the...
That was one of them. Demi Lovato did finish her national anthem below 2 minutes. So the over-under was 2 minutes.
Over-under that, of course, is always a question. Okay.
Right. So that was, and you know, I should look into the Puppy Bowl. I watched a little bit of it yesterday. Forget who won.
About that, yes. What was that, Team Ruff and Team...
Oh, yeah, Ruff. And, yeah, I can't remember the other team's name. That's right. And apparently there was a Kitten Bowl, too, I guess.
Of course. Whatever happened to the Lingerie Bowl? I wonder what the over and under that was.
Don't know if they still do that anymore.
Did you hear about the big problem, though, within the game itself? There was an over under on Mahomes' rushing yardage.
Oh, no, I didn't hear this.
Yeah, apparently the over under was like at 29.5. And in the fourth quarter, he was at 44 yards. But when Kansas City was running out the clock, remember he stepped back?
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
And he went from being above to below because he finished with 29.
Oh,
so a bunch of people who had it were like, no, stop taking a knee.
He did three of those step backs.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So he went below and by losing all that yardage. And if I'm reading correctly or hearing correctly, it's like the money that changed in that was like in six figures.
Yeah.
The amount of money that was spent on that particular aspect just changed in six figures.
There were some people pulling their hair out when they saw him doing that, didn't they?
Can you imagine that? Especially, I mean, maybe you had Kansas City winning, which is great, but then you had that kind of situation going on. Well, you know, they're there to play the game. They're not there to serve the betting class.
Oh, that's right. Don't bet on sports.
Yeah, exactly right. Because you always find yourself losing to the house at least at some point.
That's right.
You're going to say?
Oh. I called you earlier just to remind you.
Oh, yes.
I'm the only one sitting at this table whose predictions were absolutely perfect.
All right.
Who was going to win, and I predicted that Mr. Peanut would survive.
And he did. Yes.
Baby Peanut comes along.
I kind of reincarnated in a way.
Because I remember that when we talked about pre-Super Bowl, because you hadn't seen when he died, and we said, well, he's not coming back because he burned up in a big peanut mobile explosion. But no, he came back to life.
Yeah.
Huh?
So he's back.
I need to watch that to see how that all took place.
Yeah.
Sorry you missed that. Let's see. What other observations do we have for you? Oh, there's a prediction, by the way, that Miami is running out of time to host Super Bowls.
Really?
Yes. According to climate change experts.
Oh, yeah.
The sea and temperature continue to rise, and a leading expert says that in 20 years or less, it may be unsuitable in the Miami area, and Miami will no longer be able to hold Super Bowls.
Right.
So they better get a few more scheduled in before 20 years or
less. More suitable for dolphins, eh?
Yeah, right.
Maybe by that time the dolphins will be back at the Super Bowl.
Or sinks into the ocean.
Yeah.
Or they're just going to have to build taller walls because that's what they're doing already in some places in Florida.
Get those walls up. Get some more sandbags.
Yes.
Some levees, huh?
Something like that.
Oh, and if you were looking to go to the game and enjoy a beverage or refreshment or some kind of food, somebody apparently sent out information on what it was costing to buy beverages and snacks and stuff. Burgers were going for $16 a burger.
Well, those who could afford $3,000 ticket.
$16, right?
Hot dog was $12.
Greatest hot dog ever.
Pop was $15.
Oh.
But they said it was a bargain because you could get free refills.
Oh, there you go. All right.
If you wanted a can of domestic beer, it was $14. Imported beer was $15. And a basic cocktail ran you $18. But most people were going for the extra, which only for $6 more. Got you a double. So, but Dave's point's probably right. For the price of tickets you're spending at that point,
Right. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, at that point. Did you see Fox Sports show, the what happened 50 years ago when the Chiefs were last in the Super Bowl and they were talking about the different coaches and they're doing like a comparison and it said the average ticket, I forget what it was for Super Bowl IV compared to
it was
4,000. Yeah. But then it said announcers. Joe Buck.
Yep.
And Joe Buck doing this one, and Jack Buck, his dad did the Super Bowl Super Bowl IV. That was pretty cool.
How cool is that?
I thought they used the clip of the guy talking about matriculating down the field.
Yeah. Hank Stram. They did. They showed that.
It's such a fun.
I also thought the halftime show was okay, but it was a little risque, I thought, for family consumption.
Well, there's one.
Well, you don't have any kids. What do you?
There's one former journalist who has a young son, maybe 7 or 8 years old, who loves to dance, and they were watching the halftime show, and the 7 or 8 year old said to his mother, "Why isn't she wearing underpants?" And at that point, the mother turned the channel.
And I didn't see it, but I got to say. Go to any concert today where I've seen parents take their young kids.
Mm-hmm.
Go to any beach today and go to any place out in public, and you can pretty much see what you probably saw on the halftime show.
Watch Cher 30 years ago.
And you could, yes.
And by the way, this was the USA Today. This was a tweet they had. It said, Jennifer Lopez and Shakira dazzle in one of the best Super Bowl halftime shows in memory.
Well, that's cool.
That's what they said. Now, by the way, last hour I said how I couldn't remember who tweeted, at least the Detroit Tigers know how to draft Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
It was the Free Press.
Oh, very good.
They were the ones who tweeted that.
That's a great line. Because, of course, the Tigers did one time draft Patrick Mahomes, they knowing did. That he would not play baseball, but, hey, you never know. 750, Super Bowl LIV in the books, except for now all the follow-up.